Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to Being Here.
Good morning.
Afternoon.
Evening, depending.
Wherever you are on the planet.
Have you figured it out yet?
This is an internet radio show.
Ariel.
And Shia. And we
finish each other's sentences.
So when we do,
don't be surprised. It's our style. And sometimes we even talk together.
Right.
But we will
speak.
Do our best not to be confusing.
We can't help but be confusing because we're going to talk about things that most of us are confused about.
Such as?
Today we're going to be talking about conscious aging.
Yes, I suppose that is something that is confusing to a lot of people.
That's right.
Because aging is something you're trying to pretend that you are not doing.
And you're trying desperately to avoid. If you're normal,
maybe.
But you may be resigned, and then you're wishing it would all be over by now.
I was looking through my files today about different things on aging. And I came across an article about having a fun death. Now, isn't that an odd idea? Most of you don't think about having a fun death. You think about delaying death.
Oh, do you even think about having a fun life?
No.
Just get through the day.
But I'll tell you something. If you are having a fun life, it's a very good possibility.
You'll have a fun death.
Mm.
You never can tell.
That's
Depends
true.
On how much you resist it.
Well, let's talk about that.
Exactly.
But let's first talk about listening.
Listening.
See, Shia and I worked on ourselves arduously.
For years and years.
You know, we were much older about 20 years ago, back when we worked on ourselves and life was so darn serious.
Right.
But now, as we are here in this moment, we've discovered a few things. And one of those things is that when you are here and access this moment, you are ageless, timeless, and incidentally, your life unfolds. It's magical. And the best way to access being here on this program
is by listening. But you see, most people don't listen to listen. They don't listen to what the person is saying from that person's point of view. They listen to see whether they already know what's being said. They listen to see whether they agree or disagree with what's being said. And on this program, I'm sure a lot of people listen to see where we came up with this information from, what workshop we might have done in the past that we are plagiarizing today.
Also, I think people are looking to fulfill agendas, and that's not a real problem unless you don't know it. If you don't know that you're looking for something, you'll be discarding this and that, and you won't even know you're discarding things.
Because if it doesn't fit the agenda you're looking for, if we're talking about something that apparently, in your belief structure, doesn't apply to you, then you won't listen very well. Here's another thing. If you're doing something else other than listening, you're not listening.
You know, it's interesting. I'm certain that we have listeners in their 20s or their teens or their 30s. And some of you may be going, darn it, I was calling in today. I was listening today because I want to learn how to have a magical relationship. And you're talking about conscious aging. Well, you know what? If you engage with whatever's in your life right now, relationship is sure to follow, health is sure to follow. Your life is an expression of this moment.
And you see, here's the problem. For most of us, we have preferences. We would like life to show up a certain way. And you know, life really doesn't care. You know, I love that line from The Fugitive where, what's his name?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Says to
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford says, I'm innocent. And Tommy Lee Jones says, I don't care. Life really doesn't care whether you agree or disagree with how it's showing up. It just shows up the way it does. So we have a choice here. You can either enjoy life as it's showing up, or you can disagree with it and suffer. So we're going to now talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
I'm ready.
Okay. First one, anything that you disagree with, that you resist, will persist, grow stronger, and dominate your life.
So, for instance, if you wish that you still had the body and the facility to be able to be up all night the same way you could when you were 15 or 18 and you no longer can, if you resist that fact, then your lack of energy, perhaps, as a way to put it, will dominate your life. You can only be exactly as you are right now.
That's right.
That's the second principle, by the way.
Second principle. In each moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of now. So you can't, if you're sitting, that's what you can be doing. That's all you can be doing. I mean, if you're driving, that's all you could be doing. If you're listening to this radio show at your computer, which is the only place you could listen to it,
unless you put it
on an iPod,
mm-hmm.
That's, but if, live, that's where you can be. In any event, second principle says no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. You can only be exactly where you are in this moment of now. You can only have the life circumstances you have in this moment. You can only be the age you are in this moment. So that's the second principle. Although, if you take a look at that, if you can only be exactly where you are right now, and you can only be exactly where you are right now, then you can only be exactly where you are in any moment of your life, and that goes back in time, and everything that's happened in your life had to happen exactly as it did because it brought you to this moment. Now, here's where our approach diverges. We do not believe that your past experiences have to dominate the quality of your life in this moment. That if you get into the current moment of now, anything that's happened in your life can complete itself merely out of your seeing it, and that's the third principle. Anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself the moment you see it, so that anything that you resist sticks around, and anything that you allow to be as it is completes itself. That's our premise.
Now, today, we have a very special guest on our show, Persephone Arbour, and she is, dare I say, an old friend without saying old. She's not old, but she's a friend we've had for many, many years, more than 20 years. She's been in our life and a lovely influence, someone who has drifted in and out of our life depending on where the winds of fate have taken the three of us. Sometimes our paths have converged, and sometimes we've gone off to different countries and different directions for a while. And Persephone has a new website, and she is a person who's devoted to supporting people in conscious aging. And she calls it the grand adventure. And I really love that. It is a grand adventure, of course. Conscious or being aware, being present, life is the grand adventure. And our friend Persephone, are you with us?
Oh, yes.
Are you? How old are you now?
I'm 75.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, it is.
It is. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Nice to hear your voice, Persephone.
Ditto.
When you you've been working with people for many years, and I know that you do things like you go and you preside at events such as funerals, and to be there as a person of compassion. Is there anything that you have been coming across as you go along as a stumbling block to aging that you see in people that you've been dealing with?
I would say the greatest stumbling block to aging in a positive way is preconditioning, because the expectation is pretty dire. The expectation that people talk about out there in the world You know, it's all about the body declining and the, you know, getting worried about leaving this to that person and then somebody else getting upset because they've not been included. The whole, I don't know what's the word, schmozzle.
Schmozzle, about
expectations of what it means to grow older. I would say probably 80% of the worldwide population dread it and think it is a bad thing. And you know the joke? It's totally inevitable.
That's not a joke. That's the truth. I mean,
yes.
You know, it's interesting. You get born, and it's like being thrown out of an airplane.
Yeah.
Because eventually you're going to hit. But you can either fall kicking and screaming, or you can spread your wings and fly till you touch down,
so to
speak.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Well, see, my sense is that most people are terrified of the future.
Sure. Well, it's not known.
That's right. It's not known.
Yeah.
And our minds are survival machines. And so they conjure up the worst possible scenarios.
That's right, they do.
So that you can survive the worst possible scenario.
Yeah.
And maybe it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, I've found, I'm not saying that I've been free of concerns or fears or fantasies about what it might be like as I get increasingly more inept and the mind, you suddenly realize, oops, I'm not remembering things in the way that I used to. But I also believe, I was listening to you talking at the beginning of this show, and you talk a lot about being in the present. And being in the present, which has become a rather hackneyed phrase, actually, but being in the now is the way you put it, or the moment of the now is what you used, you begin to realize that this is all there is anyway, so I might as well make the most of whatever this moment is. This moment, I'm sitting on a bed in a lovely bedroom in Santa Fe with the sun coming through the windows, and talking to you two. It's perfect.
It is perfect. See, what most people don't get is the moment is perfect. Most people think that it should be different than it is, and that's what causes most pain in life. You know, we're going to be going to a break in
fairly shortly here, but we really are enjoying the first waft of talking with you. I love listening to your accent as well as what you have to say. It's just so pleasant. So we'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back and don't miss being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice, airs live on the 7th Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. We are discussing conscious aging
with Persephone Arbor.
But before we go back to a conversation with her, I just want to let everybody know how thrilled we are that tomorrow, Freedom to Breathe in Hamburg, and then this weekend,
Hamburg, Germany, not Hamburg, Pennsylvania.
And then Friday through Sunday is the Art of Listening. It's not too late to join us if you are listening here in the European community. If you're in the United States and you'd like to attend the Art of Listening, we have the course in New York City the 24th through the 26th of October. And you can find all that information up on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Persephone, it was interesting. We have a friend who we get to see this weekend who just turned 50, and he was really upset about this idea of turning 50. And we had to kind of laugh a little bit, not at him, but at the whole concept that something happens at this odd demarcation of 50 years that suddenly you're less than you were a day before.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. I felt exactly the same when I was 50.
Oddly enough, the same. When I reached 50, I made myself 50 a half a year before I turned 50, and when I got to 50, I thought I finally arrived, so who knows where my brain was.
Well, somewhere in the last years, I've lost about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm 50,
there you go again.
I'm 67, and I can't imagine being 67, so I keep thinking of myself as about 57, you see?
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe it's the aging process. Maybe I'm losing it.
I'll tell you what it is, and I really see it for both you and I, and also for Persephone. As you get here,
in this moment,
not the hackneyed phrase, but the reality of it, and you start living it as a lifestyle, you stop sorting by a something. So you're not American. You're not a man or a woman. You're not English. You're not something first. You're not an age first.
Right.
That's true. You're a being,
uh-huh.
And those things happen to hang on you, but they're not
what you reference your life through anymore.
That's true. Absolutely true. I mean, they still pop in. I'm going to be brutally honest about myself.
Be brutally honest.
And vanity is still around, you know, flourishing, actually. When I look in the mirror and I think, who is this woman? Because she doesn't look like I feel.
That's right.
I remember my father was in his late 70s, and he said to me that sometimes he stands in front of the mirror and he keeps being surprised it's not this 17-year-old boy looking back at him, because mm-hmm. It's an odd thing to see something so different than what he expects.
And I look in the mirror and I see my father looking back at me.
Uh-huh. Oh.
It's a good thing I liked him.
Yes, it is.
That's that mirror, mirror on the wall. I am my father after all.
Yeah,
that's true. Do you find that people that you deal with have an issue with how they look?
Oh, yes. And not just the women, the men also.
A big one.
And people are constantly, I think very kindly, telling me that I don't look 75. And I think the truth is I do look 75, but I don't behave like 75.
Well, I'm sorry. If you can go up on Persephone's website, PersephoneArbor.com, and I will spell it for you. Think Persephone. It makes it easier to think of it. P-E-R-S like Sam, E-P-H-O-N-E, Arbor, A-R-B-O-U-R.com, and you will see a lovely picture of this glowing woman who is ageless. And, you know, it's interesting, Persephone, I know that a lot of people look significantly older than their age because their attitude drives them to a face set and a body set that has them look
haggard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
and by the way, I just must get that in. That photograph is 10 years old. I have to tell you that. And I've been trying to get it changed, but nobody wants to change it because they like it.
Well, no wonder you don't look 65.
No wonder you look 65.
Oh, dear.
You are so sweet.
It's the truth.
You know, it's interesting. We were looking at all of the different things we have in our archives about aging, and I remember there was a study that came out that your attitude about whether or not when you reach a certain age.
Well, it comes from your early enculturated beliefs.
Right.
The stuff you picked up growing up that you don't even realize that you picked up. The ideas about when you cease to be a useful human being.
Yeah.
And that the thought that you are no longer a useful human being ages you more than smoking, heart disease, diabetes, all of those things, they can shorten your life expectancy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Simply because you have the idea that you're no longer useful.
That's right. And people quit on themselves. But it's easy to quit on yourself. You can quit on yourself when you're 20, you know.
Oh, some people do.
And a lot of people do. Because life is full of disappointments. Like I said earlier, life does not show up the way you would prefer it to. And if you, you know, I know a very lovely lady who thinks she should have been born of French royalty. And her father was a postman.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's still a very lovely lady.
Yeah.
And if she were born of fresh royalty, they may have did the old guillotine thing on, and she never would have made it.
Well, I do know, yeah.
Right. So you got to be careful what you ask for. But people are, for the most part, disappointed by the way life shows up because they have these expectations that things are going to turn out. And we've all been sold a bill of goods, you know, about when you attain certain things like relationship or a job or a diploma or have children, then life will turn out. And for anybody who's attained those things, you know, goals attained are no longer that desirable.
No, that often happens.
So there are a lot of disappointed people out there, but as people get older, there is an agreement in our society. I'll tell you something very funny that happened to me, Stephanie.
Persephone.
Senior
moment.
Senior moment, right. I went to a doctor about 15, 18 years ago, not far from where we live, and I had a symptom where I woke up in the night, I felt some numbness in my hands, and I spoke to this woman, this doctor, about that, and she told me that I should sit in my bed for about 5 minutes before I got out of bed. She was treating me like I was an old man.
Yeah.
I never went back to her.
I remember she looked at your chart, saw your age, and she was a young, fledgling doctor, and that age equaled something, and that something equaled give him advice having to do with age saw it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it happens. It happens a lot. While you've been talking, I've been thinking, What is the catalyst? Or I can only talk from my own experience because that's really all I have any connection with. But is there a catalyst that suddenly you change you become able to be willing to make tentative steps towards doing things that you've never done before, thinking things that you've never thought before, accepting things that you've never accepted before. And I can't think of a catalyst other than things get really bad first. And then somebody might ask the question, this can't be all it's about, or a similar question. And then they start to look.
Well, I don't know, Persephone, because for myself, my life was not all that bad when I started looking. My life was actually pretty good when I started really looking. Mm-hmm. When we owned an apartment on Park Avenue in New York. We were successful in our careers, but there was something that was missing, and that was that we were not living in the current moment of now. We were off trying to get where we thought we needed to be in order to be satisfied. So if there's anything that's the catalyst to having your life jumpstart, it's discovering how to live in the moment. It's discovering how to be present in your life rather than worry about the future or the past, because the past has gone by already and there's absolutely nothing you can do to change it. Yet a lot of people are still trying to fix their relationships with their dead parents. And the future hasn't gotten here yet, and it won't until it does as a moment of now. So if you can discover how to live your life here and now with whatever's happening in your life, then you're engaged. It emboldens your enthusiasm for life.
Yes, I can't argue with what you're saying, but I do have a slightly different take on it.
But I just don't think you have to go to the bottom to come back up.
What?
I just don't think you have to go down to the bottom to come back up.
No, maybe you don't. But there needs to be some questioning. I mean, you didn't go, you had everything that you thought you needed at a certain point, but then you started looking. I'm wondering what is the catalyst that starts people looking to find out about the now? Nobody tells you about this when you're young.
Well, luckily, it's coming into the mainstream now as a possibility with the different types of modalities, and like you said, the only way it could be being in the moment could be a phrase that is overused and even used in advertising is if it's in the general populace.
Yeah.
So I think people are beginning now to recognize the hunger that they have for something more than simply existing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying, just differently, that's all.
Perfect. Well, since the name of the game is being here, and now we need to recognize that it is time to take a break. We'll come back, speak more with Persephone, and somebody's calling in with a question for us, so we'll do that shortly. Come on back, everyone.
Don't miss being here.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com.
Once upon a time, there lived three energy hogs. Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy. One day, the three energy hogs set out to find themselves a cottage.
Let's look for leaky windows,
said the first energy hog, for he knew that would waste energy.
Let's look for leaky doors,
said the second.
Let's look for twigs then,
said the third, for he had more blubber than brains. So they set off down the road. Presently, they came upon a tiny cottage where dwelt a clever girl named Dreadylocks.
I hope it has leaky windows,
cried the first energy hog.
I hope it has leaky doors,
cried the second.
I hope it has a bathroom,
cried the third, for only his brains were smaller than his bladder. But Dreadylocks liked playing cool games at energyhog.org. And from energyhog.org, she learned how to use energy wisely. So the three energy hogs were forced to look elsewhere to waste energy and had to use the disgusting restroom at the gas station down the road. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org or waste not, hog not.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
We're speaking with Persephone about conscious aging. I was thinking on the break, Persephone, about the catalytic agents for my stepping into my life as I know it now. Mm-hmm. And there are other options available aside from hitting the bottom, although I do think that finding yourself in distress is a great motivator for a lot of people. But I remember my very first introduction to a transformational type workshop. I was an actress. I was young. I was in acting school mainly because I wasn't working yet. And there was this fellow who I was doing a scene with, and there was something about him that was different than anybody I'd ever met. And I wanted that. I didn't know what it was. I couldn't define it. And so I said to him, you know, there's something about you that's different. What is it? I'm interested in. He said, I've been taking these workshops, looking at my life and looking at how to have a great life. Come with me. And he said, when? I said, when? He said, Tuesday night. And I thought, and I had the TV schedule in my mind, and Hill Street Blues was on, and I didn't want to miss my favorite television show. So I said, well, maybe another time. Because as much as I wanted something more, or recognized something more, I had my routine.
And, you know, like people are, like in molasses usually, there's a lethargy to try something new. There's a fear that you might find out something bad about yourself.
Yeah.
Rather than you might find out something great.
One of the things that we've discovered working with people, even people in their 60s and 70s, is when they discover how to get to exactly where they are, there's this incredible inspiration for what's next. I remember one of the last workshops we did, Transformation in the Workplace, we had a fellow there named Bill who's an artist, and he teaches. He's a tenured professor at one of the largest art colleges in the world. And when he discovered that he no longer had to fight with his father, oddly enough, and try to be different than his father, all of this energy returned to him. And the next day, he had the most productive day of his entire life.
Yeah.
It wasn't Transformation Workplace. Yeah. One of the other courses. Well, they all blend after a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens, and it happens differently for us, I think. We each have our stories, like that the one you told of when you didn't want to go. You recognized something, but at that moment wasn't exactly right for you. And I guess we all have them. Mine was also in a group, but I didn't start this lovely dance of personal development until I was well into my 40s. I'd done all the usual things, you know, getting married and unmarried and having four kids and bringing them up as best as I could. And it wasn't until I was definitely, you know, I can't remember exactly, but late 40s that I started to think, Okay, there has to be something more.
Well,
and there was.
You see, you were lucky, though, Persephone, because a lot of people think there has to be something more, but they don't know what else is available, and if you don't know something is available, it doesn't exist.
Or they think it's a personal failing that they think there has to be something more.
Mm.
Yeah.
We have a caller who would like to speak with you.
Oh.
And he should be on the line. You there, Mac?
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Persephone.
Hi.
Mac has knew you back many years ago when we were all at a meditation center in Italy together. Back when we were looking at the modality of meditation as the way to access the moment. Yeah, you've been listening to the show, Mac?
I have, and I've been enjoying it very, very much. Persephone, it's good to hear your voice again, and Ariel and Shia, good to hear you again as well. I've just been enjoying the show so much. It's been great. I was thinking while you were talking that I'm 63 years old, and I don't, in the ordinary course, think of age that much until I'm reminded somehow that I'm older. I mean, I just, when I'm going about my business or doing my life or just doing what's in front of me, it's really not an issue. But there are times that things pop up. I'm with somebody who may be thinking that they're old or that you can't do it, or so I do get reminders from time to time. Sometimes when I look in the mirror,
another one.
That's a reminder. But I'm noticing that it's not all about being old or all about being young. I don't know if the people you're working with have experienced it that way or not, Persephone.
I think they discover that it's not about being old or young, that in fact it, i.e. living a life, your age is totally irrelevant.
Yeah. One of the things I have noticed is that my values have been changing, and sometimes they change a lot over a short period of time. But the things when I was young that I thought would make me happy, or the things that I thought were so important, the achievement in a career or in a monetary way or professional way, they're still important to me. But there are other things that are equal to that or more so. I mean, it's much easier as I get older to really tune in to my kids, to tune in to other individuals, or to just to walk down a path. It's just
I need to interrupt you here, my friend.
Sure.
Because I don't think it's got to do with your age. I think it has to do with that you've become aware of certain things. You're becoming more able to live your life directly rather than think about how you're doing.
Right.
And you connect it up, well, I'm more effective at listening to my kids. Well, maybe it's not because of your age. Maybe it's because you've taken courses in listening.
I think you're absolutely right.
You know, we're talking about aging, and you're making a leap here to associate your ability, your increased ability to listen, or your facility to hear what people are saying better these days, as something that comes along with the aging process. I know a lot of old people, Mac, who do not listen.
Me too.
That you can try talking to them, and they are just adamant in their own opinions, and they are not listening.
Right.
So you got to be careful not to say you listen better because you're older.
Okay. I've read your books and heard you say times before that transformation is cumulative. Perhaps that's what we're talking about, because it's working with you and experiencing transformation in person. It just can get better. It has gotten better.
I think the word cumulative is a very good one. I think as you grow, I mean, from, let's say, 2 to 7, you have a cumulative experience, and so on, right the way through. It isn't necessarily, as Shia's suggesting, the prerogative of older people.
What?
What's not the prerogative?
Oh, prerogative. The prerogative of cumulative experience. You've had a bit longer to accumulate your experience, but you can benefit from a cumulative experience even when you're young. Everybody's got a bit of time that they've lived, and they get it or they don't get it during those years, whatever age they are.
That's true, but I think correct me if I'm wrong, Mac, what you're talking about is that the one of the things that we frequently talk about on the show and we talk about in our workshops is that transformation, the ability to be in the moment, it happens in an instant, but also the effects are cumulative over time, so that if you're really present in your life, if you're being here, you not only have the benefit of being here in this moment, but your ability to be present gets strengthened over time, almost as if you were walking as a slouch for a period of time. That way of holding your body is cumulative over time, and you're it's a little like exercise.
That's exactly what I meant when I was saying that. It's and I've also heard you say that you can lose it. I mean, transformation is not permanent. It's not like something that you can take a pill and it's over forever and you're
well,
cured.
Well, when you get upset, you lose it.
Exactly.
Let's talk about that in the next segment. Are you available to come back, Mac?
Sure. I am, sure. That'd be great.
Perfect. So we will be coming back shortly. Come on back, everyone. Don't miss being here.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m., and then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus, then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch, Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology, pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone, to Being Here. I have to mention something. Last week, our book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, Three Simple Ideas That Will Instantaneously Transform Your Life, came out, sold in bookstores everywhere, and online on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. It's doing very well. We're very excited about it. If you haven't got your copy, you should get it. And if you want an easy way to get to a link to see the cover and to link you right up to web portals where you can buy it, go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. Click on the books link. You'll see it. It's a great, great expanded version of our original book. has 30% more material, has all sorts of information to support you in being present and being yourself.
Okay, being the way you are, where you are in this moment of your life.
In your own skin.
Right.
Regardless of its age.
Right. Comfortable in your own skin.
In fact, you know, there's an excerpt of the book, Listening Your Way to the Moment, which is on our website for our article of the month. So feel free to go up there, transformationmadeeasy.com.
And now we're talking with Persephone Auber and Mac, and we're back.
Hi.
Hi. So, Mac, you were saying about how you could lose it?
Yeah, you were. I've heard you say before that transformation is instantaneous. That
mm-hmm.
is cumulative over time.
Correct.
I've also heard you say, and I've also experienced it, that you can lose it. In fact, I can age dramatically when I lose it. And when I get it back, I look in the mirror and I'm 10 years younger again. So, I mean, it's something.
Well, you must be like Persephone. She puts a 10-year younger picture up on her website.
I didn't do that.
Oh.
My son who designed the site did it. No, I'm still trying to get it changed.
Okay.
You're fun. We're just messing with you.
I'm just messing with you.
It is true, though. I see it all the time in seminars when somebody comes in and they're upset. There has a tendency to look kind of haggard. And when you get present and you get here, suddenly that youthful glow returns to your face, almost like you're there inhabiting your face.
Right.
And it's really an exciting thing to watch because it really does happen in an instant.
I've also noticed that when I'm in that space of transformation and being in the moment, if I'm in that moment, I'm there for other people, and people want to be with me or talk to me, or it's easy to smile at me. And when I'm not in that moment, nobody wants to talk to me.
Well, you don't even notice they exist when you're not there.
Or you want to hide.
So it does make a difference.
Yeah, there's one thing that came to mind for me as we were doing a little bit of research for the show and just talking it over with each other. One of the things I remember from when I was young, this idea I had, there was something really noble about being able to beat the night, meaning like when I was young, to be able to stay up all night, there was something really wonderful about it. And that idea of being alert and awake followed me for quite a while. So if a person said to me, you know, Ariel, you look tired. Are you tired somehow? Originally, I thought that was a personal failing. And as I looked into what it takes to stay healthy, as Shai and I have been doing lots of things that are preventative so that we don't have to wait until our body degrades and then try and get it back. One of the big factors in whether or not people live a long and healthy life is if they get enough sleep.
Yeah.
And I think people sometimes think it's a failing if they need more sleep, or if they need 8 hours one night or 9 hours another night. They think they should be able to get by on 3 or 4 indefinitely.
Even worse is if you think you need a nap after lunch. You know, I can remember falling asleep watching the news over my lunch one day. And my head was dropping, and I thought, oh, my God, you shouldn't be doing this. You should be da-da-da-da-da. And I was back in the old roundabout of what you should. Sleep is a wonderful thing.
It is.
I love naps.
Dreams happen.
I love naps. I need my nappy every once in a while.
Refreshment happens in sleep. But it's all this thing about you've got to be busy, you've got to be doing something all the time.
Well, you know, Persephone, our approach is anthropological. And human beings are raised in an ongoing culture. When a child's born, they don't speak the language of the people immediately that they're born into the family of. They learn that, they absorb that language, and they absorb the beliefs and the standards of that culture the same way they absorb language.
Yeah.
And so the ideas of that of aging are also absorbed.
Yeah.
And that people very rarely look to see how it is that they come to their truth.
Yeah.
They don't realize that a lot of what we've been taught has been our conditioning, and you don't necessarily have to go against it, but you don't have to necessarily believe everything your thoughts tell you. You know, that you're getting older, undeniable. That it has to affect the quality of your life. Now, I tend to deny that it has to affect the quality of your life. I think that you can, if you are living your life directly where you're just a being, rather than sorting by age to see how old the other people are around you and if you fit, then you can have a very productive and satisfying life. But if you're checking, going through the age thing first to see where you belong, then you will put yourself in an old age home.
Exactly. And I mean, some of the most vibrant people I know who are officially, you know, categorized as older people, including myself, have been able, because they are so involved in life, just living day by day, living it as beautifully and as fully as they know how, given whatever their circumstances may be. These people stay, in quotes, younger than those who do, as you were saying, without any question. And they're the people that draw. I've seen it happen in workshops and retreats. The alive ones often they have an element of surprise about the way they talk and relate with other people and the things they do, and that encourages the slightly more timid to take a jump into whatever may be happening in that moment rather than holding back.
Well, part of the element of surprise has to do with when you're here, you're not repeating the past. So you know, I am sometimes so pleasantly shocked by things that come out of Shai's mouth when we're leading a group. He cracks me up so much, and I really love that I've lived with this man for more than 26 years, and on a daily basis, not only does he surprise me, but when we are doing things together or we're making a meal or we're making love, that suddenly there's something totally new.
Mm-hmm.
That we've never done before or thought to do before. It's not that we've been holding back. It's just that there's some whole new possibility. And life is an incredible, or as you put it, a grand adventure.
It is. It absolutely is. But it's unknown. You can't map it out in advance.
Thank God. I mean, if you mapped it all out in advance, it'd be a little bit
boring.
Well, it would be in the past because you would have already thought about it, wouldn't you?
Right.
That is absolutely true.
Well, a lot of people do that, you know. They think about life rather than live it.
Yeah.
You can, no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. You can either be living your life or complaining that life is not showing up the way you would prefer. And my suggestion is that you let go of your preferences and, or at least notice them and not believe them to be all there is or the truth.
Well, it's been lovely, lovely having you with us today, Persephone. We're so happy that...
And you too, Mac.
Thank you.
The threads. Yes, Mac, we haven't had much time to speak with you, so maybe you'll come back and talk to us next week.
Okay.
That would be lovely. Come call in next week. We'll speak some more. Persephone, thank you so much. Again, her website is PersephoneArbor.com. You can go up and look and see what she has to say about conscious aging. It's a really lovely website, and she's lovely on it. New picture, oh, I bet you a new picture would look very similar. That's just my guess.
Mine too.
So thank you all for being here. We're going to be back next week on the 15th, so come on back.
And don't miss...
Being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.